This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to weigh in on the status of nearly 700,000 younger people who can legally work and be protected from deportation through an Obama-era program, you know, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. But there are many more undocumented immigrants who are also brought to the U.S. as children who are left out of that program. In some cases, their futures are especially uncertain because they don't know if they'll be able to legally work after college. As part of our California Dream collaboration, KQED's Farida Javala Romero introduces us to one student facing that dilemma.
It's lunchtime at a high school in East San Jose. There are just a couple of weeks to go until graduation. Students play basketball and chat.
So this is my last year, unfortunately.
Daphne, who's 17, is headed to the University of California, Davis, in the fall. We're not using her full name because she's undocumented. She came to the U.S. from Mexico in 2009. That was after the cutoff date for DACA. Daphne says she used to feel ashamed and constrained by her immigration status, but now...
I think for me, college is my ticket. It's a ticket for me to do something greater, to be something else than just my status.
Nearly 100,000 undocumented students graduate from U.S. high schools every year, but far fewer are like Daphne. Counselors around the state say other undocumented students who can't legally work are discouraged about going on to college.
There's some that while they're in high school, they're expressing, oh, well, what's the point of graduating?
Dolores Vera Valdez is a longtime counselor at Washington High School in Fremont in the Bay Area. Unauthorized immigrants are barred from federal financial aid, but some states, like California, offer undocumented residents in-state tuition and state financial aid. That still is not a big enough incentive for some students to go on to college because of work restrictions once they graduate. And economists say many kids who grew up in the U.S. without legal status are confined to lower-paying jobs. That limits their economic mobility, says Joe Hayes with the Public Policy Institute of California.
If you simply don't have paperwork to get a job after you graduate, there's less incentive to pursue a formal education.
He points out that California will face a deficit of more than 1 million college-educated workers by 2030. In San Jose, I'm Farida Javala Romero for Marketplace.